If you're just joining us, Kara is on the phone, and Kara told us all about her first date with a dude named Corey. They spent it in heaven's waiting room.
Oh my gosh, don't say it like
well,
that.
Well, I mean, that's a nice thing.
Otherwise,
take a number.
Known as a rest home.
Yeah.
Because Corey, I guess, the dude that she went out with, volunteers at that rest home, and he wanted to take her on a date there so they could spend time with some of the people that live there, and they just hung out, had dinner, played cards, and she said it was actually a lot of fun. And Kara, I don't want you to blow this. I want you to get a second date. I really do.
Okay.
Why are you so invested?
Well, because, Kara, you have an opportunity here that I don't think you realize, all right? Retirement homes are really a great opportunity if you can get in. Because you can steal a lot of stuff from those people. Like jewelry and stuff, they don't even know what they have. Like you can really, and once you're on the inside, it's hard to get in there. Now that you're on the inside, this could be a great opportunity, not only for love, but also to acquire some awesome jewelry.
You are sick.
Okay. What are they going to do, chase after you?
Oh my God.
Nope.
You guys
not.
Are awful. I mean, I thought at least you were going to say you're going to try to get in on somebody's will, not just up and steal from them when they're still alive.
I got a buddy who works on one. He sells bedpans wholesale. Makes
yeah.
a ton of cash. So this is a great financial opportunity for you as well, Kara.
Good tip. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any last words before we call Corey and see why he isn't calling you back for a second date?
This one felt like a little different. Like mm-hmm. it was like we had chemistry. It felt like it was going in the way that we'd like go out again at least. But it's just been fading and I don't know why. And
okay. So you like this guy and you definitely felt potential.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Corey, please?
Speaking. Who's this?
Corey, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. How you doing today, sir?
What? Why that?
I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah. Sorry, Corey.
I'm okay. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, because we got an email about you from one of our listeners, and they just said we had to call Corey and talk to him. I don't know why I said
That's
it like that
true.
Either.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think you guys might have, like, the wrong person.
Well, I have a phone number here with this number that I just called, and it says their name is Corey, and it says that they volunteer at a retirement home from time to time.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so you're old folks Corey.
That's the column.
I guess.
I don't think Corey's finding any of this
so.
Very amusing.
Sorry, he's probably confused.
Corey, yeah. We're calling because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. So we got an email from Kara, who you went on a date with to that retirement home.
Right.
And Kara wants to know why you haven't asked her on a second date yet.
She says that like she can sense that you're like falling off.
Well, to be honest, I think like if I was to go out with her, it would be more casual than a relationship. I don't know if she's like exactly the right girl for me.
She's got a friend
so wait,
vibe
is it like you're not looking for a relationship or it's her?
Well, I am because I am single. But at the same time, like, gosh, how do I say this? Just the ladies at the old folks home, I volunteer there a lot. And mm-hmm. they're like a big part of my life. They just don't think that she was right for me.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
What?
So they're hating.
They're blocking her?
They just noticed a few things and they just didn't think that it was in my best interest or that it would work out. Like over the years, I've been volunteering there a lot and it's kind of like having numerous grandparents like looking out for you and giving
wait,
you
hold
advice.
Up.
And
why? What specifics did they give the old ladies on why she isn't right for you?
Some of the stuff they said was like, her outfit. It might have been a little inappropriate.
All right, judgy Betty's.
Her outfit?
And did you tell them that she didn't know she was going to a retirement home? She probably would have dressed differently if she knew that that was what was on the agenda.
I did, but...
What was she wearing? Like a
yeah,
skirt?
Seriously.
She was wearing a skirt and like had her midriff showing a little bit, you know?
Okay, so she's just kind of sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she dressed like for a first date, you guys. Like...
They kind of didn't like that her skirt was so low and that her belly button was showing. I can kind of see that, you know?
Yeah. Because not everybody has a belly button in the world.
You mean they
whatever.
Don't dress like that in the retirement home? That's yeah. how I pictured it.
I mean, everybody has a belly button, but you don't go around flashing it, you know?
Okay. Besides that, did they name other things?
Well, now, these are their words, not mine. But remember their words. They said the makeup was too hookery.
What?
Hookery.
Who are these judgy old women, okay?
Sounds just like old women to me. Yeah. I'd take the judgy off it. That sounds like how they would talk, I think.
That is not.
She's hookery.
Why did you not defend her or stand up for her?
I'm just saying these old ladies, they give me good advice, you know, and I can't have them disgusted by my significant other, like
disgusted?
The girl that I'm in a relationship with.
Now we've moved on to disgusted.
You said earlier it's like you have a bunch of grandparents. So if you date her seriously, you feel like you'd be letting down your grandmas, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel like you really need to school them in how a woman's dress does not indicate whether or not she sleeps around.
I mean, like, you've been around old people. It's hard to change their minds. And also, who am I to argue with them? Like, they have so much experience, you know? Like,
yeah, who knows how many hookers they've been with? Probably a lot, you know? You have no idea. They might be very schooled in that. Well, guess what, Corey? You know who might find this information interesting? Kara, and she's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Are you still there, Kara?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you pissed, Kara? I'm pissed for you.
Well, first of all, this was a surprise. You said the date was a surprise. So I'm thinking we're going to a bar. And, like, it's a first, like, you know my pictures. You know what I look like. You didn't think that maybe it would be a good idea to let me know, like, I don't know, like, dress like you would if we were going to church. Of course, that would have been an interesting, like, text back and forth.
Yeah, that would have probably, you probably wouldn't have gone on that date.
Okay, I think you need to calm down a little bit, all right? Just calm down.
Calm down? Calm down. Hookers don't calm down.
So. Those weren't even my words. Those were their words. I'm just explaining what had happened.
Also, like, my outfit wasn't a big, like, it was a skirt and, like, it, midriff, like, kind of shows, but not really. Like, it wasn't even, I mean, you've seen my pictures. Like, there's crazier looks than what I had on that day, so.
Yeah, she could be way more hookery if she wanted.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
I'm just saying, you did dress a little provocatively, and they kind of picked up on that, and I have to kind of go with that because they're conservative, a little bit like me, you know? So
conservative like you. Okay. So they think you're, like, pure as the driven snow, right? Is that the thing? Like, what if I told them that we had phone sex?
No!
And what if I told them all the filthy things you said on the phone?
Oh, whoa.
There we go.
Hey, Corey.
Would they think that you're conservative now?
Oh, Corey.
Yeah, what would the gals down at the retirement home do with that knowledge?
Somebody's a little two-faced.
Well, that was something that was private within us. That wasn't out in the public. We're not going out like that.
Okay. Yeah. So it's cool for you. Can I say this stuff on the radio? I probably shouldn't. You know what? No, I'm not going to.
Go for it. We can beep out whatever you say.
Look, I'm going to say I would appreciate if you didn't tell everybody what I said, because that was private and that was between you and me. I thought we had, like, a moment, you know, not to be shared
with
the whole world.
A secret, dirty moment. Yeah. No, I'm going to. Because if I'm hookery, then obviously I bring that out in you.
Look, I'm just saying, the ladies, maybe they do have a point, because look at this. This is the type of behavior that they're talking about, you know?
Oh, okay.
Again, she's the hookery one here.
This is so ridiculous. Like, do you know what year it is? Do you have any idea?
About private, like, things, just, like, out on the radio in front of millions of people.
You called me a hooker on the radio, so.
I didn't call you that, and I did not ever say that, because that's not what I feel.
His old gal pals did.
Right.
Hey, Kara?
Yeah, I was being completely honest.
Part of his Mahjong group.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to ask a question anyway. Corey, would you go on a second date with Kara? We'll pay for it.
You know what? I don't think that would be the best idea.
Yeah. I think all of this is not working out like how anybody planned.
That's fine. You're a nice guy. Like, I wish you could time travel to go find someone for you. So,
sweetheart, you're on the phone on the radio trying to get a hold of me. So maybe you should time travel and go back.
To where?
To what?
So before you made this phone call and embarrassed yourself in front of the world.
Oh,
no,
dang.
I don't want to go out with you.
That's a short time.
You can try to get defensive. You can try to be angry, but sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not responding to your calls, and maybe you should stop trying to get a hold of me through the media.
Ouch.
The only thing that I really find offensive is that you called us the media.
Yeah, the
That's
media.
Weird to me.